Hi guys, this is A Mindful Physio. I'm your host Sohail and welcome back to my podcast. As you all know, this is the last Sunday of this year. Next year would be the first day and the first Sunday of 2023. So that podcast is going to be about me looking back on what a year 2022 has been. And boy, do I have stories to tell you. I'm gonna divide the year into three quarters. And in the first quarter, the most memorable things that happened with me were in February and March. In February, I went to Pune on my own to surprise a friend for her birthday. Now, even though I went there to surprise her, I was taken by surprise, because not only did I obviously surprised her and I met new people, but I did the first trek of my life with a friend, and I watched a sunset at the top of a mountain. They're called Tekadis in Pune, but that was my first trek, and I saw my first peacock, and I also had my first chocolate bun. And that was also my first trip where I was on my own and there was nobody with me. So February was the month of a lot of firsts. Coming back to March, your boy turned 26. It was the first time again that I went out on my birthday with a few friends, stayed over at a villa. And that was an amazing time. We played a lot of games in the pool. Then we watched an entire K-drama in one setting, all of us. It was a shorter K-drama compared to the other ones, but we did end up watching it in one setting. I also received immense amount of gifts. In fact, the headphones that I currently use, the Bluetooth headset, were gifted to me by my friends on my birthday. The journal that I write in was gifted to me by my friend a month before when I went to Pune. The pens I used to write the journal in is a gift. I also have a very beautifully made glass painting of Todoroki, which was made for me by a friend. Absolutely stunning. I talked to her about it, I think, in the November or October of 2021. And little did I know that she would surprise me with it on my birthday. Another friend of mine made a cute beanie through yarn balls. She is amazing at making yarn balls. You should follow her on Instagram. I think her page's name is Not With Abigail. That is K-N-O-A-T. And she is just fabulous at it. So the first quarter of my year was filled with a lot of first times. And those were good times. Coming to the second quarter, my best friend's birthday was on May 2nd, and obviously this was the first time I gifted her something. That was something I planned way back in March when she gave me my gifts. Of course, my gifts were not as good as hers were, but I did something for her and I hope she's happy. Then in July, again, we went out for a friend's birthday. Actually, three of our friends' birthday party. We had another stay over for I think 3 days at a villa. That was fun. But my life turned around in June, because up until June, I was in the morning shift at work. And from June, my shift was of the evening, or like up to night, up to 10:30 p.m. And my second quarter kind of started on a rough note. And it took me a lot of time to adjust to that schedule. In the third quarter now, I've adjusted to it. I've kind of grown into it. But the initial few months were a struggle. And I was close to burnout. I was close to a lot of mental stress, because adjusting my schedule was not easy. I was informed about the change in shift literally a few hours before it was changed. I had to change my shift on Monday, and I was informed on Sunday night. I wasn't asked to, I was ordered to. That is something which doesn't go down well with me. Like, I hate being ordered around, but I had to do it. And the first few months were difficult. But yeah, all's well that ends well. Now I've accustomed to the shift. And in fact, I've even bettered in my clinical skills, if that's possible. I mean, obviously that's possible. And I've also become better in my soft skills and my communication skills. So I think it was not entirely a bad thing that I had to change my shift. So second quarter was highlighted by work stress or transformation at work, as I'd like to call it. Now, coming to the third quarter, which is probably the most remembered quarter because currently I'm living it still, the last 1 week of the third quarter. There were a few problems at the home front. There still are, but the end of August and the beginning of September and a few days of October were really disastrous at home. There was a lot of anxiety, a lot of helplessness, feeling lost. I was still adjusting to the work stress and I had some personal stress on top of it. And it wasn't really a bright phase, to be very honest. But yes, as December rolled in, things have started to become easier. Nothing monumental has happened in the third quarter. There was just a lot of mental stress, a lot of physical stress. My body dysmorphia has come back knocking at the door. It's been a year since I've started gymming, so that's something new that I have stuck to. I used to start workout regimens, but I never stuck to them. This is the first time, the first year, that I have participated in working out religiously for a year. So I think that is something that I am proud of. In the third quarter of this year, I completed 1 year of working out. But yeah, I was still physically stressed, still am, physically, mentally, emotionally. But it's much lesser than how it was in the beginning of third quarter. In the third quarter, I got some amazing review from my patients. I earned a lot of money, which is a rarity. But yeah, I earned a lot. I spent a lot. And I also bought a Kindle for myself in the third quarter because Amazon was having a big ass sale. So I bought myself a Kindle. And now I read a few books on Kindle. And I also have physical copies of books. So that happened in the third quarter. I forgot to mention, in the second quarter, I bought myself shoes. Yeah, I bought myself shoes. These are the first pair of shoes that I have ever bought for myself. And I'm a big brand ho, so I like things which are branded. So that was a happy thing. I bought shoes for myself. I also went on a mini book haul in the second quarter. I also ordered like 6 books from Amazon. But I also went to this book sale at Churchgate, which is a place in Mumbai, where there was a book by box sale. Like you pay a particular amount, you get a size of a box, and you can fit as many books as you want in the box. In the end, the box should close completely with the tape on it. It should be sealed. And then whichever books are inside are yours. So I think I bought 13 books from there. God, I've bought 13 books and I've read like 3 out of those. But yeah, my library looks good, so what else would a person need? That brings me to the end of the podcast, but I would like to put in some honorable mentions. There are a few things apart from the ones that I've mentioned that I indulged in this year and that I thoroughly enjoyed. For example, I got into Greek mythology full-fledged through a podcast. So that is going well. I'm on episode number 42. I've covered 2 years of content on that particular podcast. It's called Let's Talk About Myths, Baby. It's by Liv. It's an amazing podcast. So if you do want to get into Greek mythology, that's an amazing way to start because she is amazing. Apart from that, I had a book reading challenge on Goodreads and my target was 25 books and I've completed 22 books. So I did not really achieve my target, but I came close to it. And I explored authors from different territories. I read a Japanese author. I read an Indian author. I read a Pakistani author. I read a German author. I read books which were queer based. I read a murder mystery. Again, I read my first Stephen King novel. And I found my favorite book this year, The God of Small Things by Arundhati Roy. Everyone should read that book, especially everybody who wants to start writing, because that book is a masterpiece when it comes to writing. Apart from that, I discovered a few articles about fitness, about my own profession, which has seriously helped me get better in my profession. I am taking my first ever masterclass this Wednesday, where I'm going to talk about the shoulder complex. And honestly speaking, is something I love. I mean, I own a podcast, for God's sake. So this is going to be my first exposure to take a masterclass. So I'm excited for that as well. And an honorable artist that I would like to mention that I discovered this year, actually four of them. Number one is Tamino. I actually listened to him when I heard the podcast about Hades and Persephone, and I was instantly obsessed. So I went to Spotify, I typed Persephone, and there was this song. And when I heard that song for the first time, I was smitten. That song describes the relationship between Hades and Persephone in the most beautiful way possible. Artist number two that I would like to talk about is Yeonha. She's a K-pop singer, apparently very famous. I had no idea about her. But she came out with a full album in 2022. I mean, not 20, that's a repackage of N Theory, which is her 2021 album. And I listened to that album in one setting. It was mind-blowing. That everything was just perfect. And out of nowhere, there was an anime themed song, which when I talked with my friend, I later realized that she is an OST singer for animes. Yeah. Mystery solved. Artist number three I would like to recommend is Rex Orange County, who is amazing. He has his album called as Who Cares, and I would like to recommend three tracks from that album: Keep It Up, If You Want It, and Shoot Me Down. Amazing album, you should definitely check it out. And the fourth artist, well, I wouldn't call them an artist, but I discovered Coke Studio this year. And boy, am I obsessed. There are so many good singers in Coke Studio, so many good songs. But in particular, I like Kirtlin Paluch. I hope I've not fucked up her name, because she is an amazing singer, but I just can't get her name right. Kirtlin Paluch. I hope I've said it right. And Abida Parveen. These are the two singers that I genuinely enjoyed in Coke Studio. I know this is a lot to take in, but you can always listen to this podcast in parts. Listen to it over and over again. How does it matter? Just listen to it. Before I sign off, I hope that you had an amazing year. And if by any chance you did not, I hope that 2023, or even this last week of 2022, happens to be one of the best time you will ever spend on this earth. And I hope all your problems come to a solution, all your issues are resolved, and you just feel happy. Because that's all there is in life, just to be happy. Don't worry about anything. Everything will be alright in the end. And I hope that you stay healthy, because COVID's back on the rise again. So stay healthy, wear your masks, wash your hands, and have a happy and amazing New Year. I'll see you next year. Bye.